We thank the Lord for that which you have shared with us this evening. And it goes along with that thing that we've had all weekend. You know, we consider the goodness and the greatness of our God. And we consider the love in which he hath loved us, an everlasting love. And that love being, I guess we could say we could see it in his fullness, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world, as we've heard this weekend, to fulfill the will of the Father. And we consider how precious that is, and what Brother Randy just shared with us. And, you know, we as God's chosen brethren, yes, Scripture tells us indeed that that we are too, by the mercies of God, that we would indeed present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And Scripture tells us that, which is our reasonable service. When we consider what the Lord Jesus Christ did accomplish for us on the cross of Calvary, when he who was that indeed, that spotless lamb, that lamb without blemish, he who was without sin at all, who became sin for us, to redeem us unto God, that presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice is a small thing for us as God's children. But as Brother Rand has indicated, for some reason, it seems to be so complicated for us. And it seems to be such, you know, I'd hate to say it this way, but it seems at times to be more of a last-ditch effort than it would be a way of life. That we, as God's children, we can gather together like this evening. We can gather together on a meeting day at the meeting house, and we can consider that as possibly coming close to fulfilling that scripture where God commands us that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. But I would contend, brethren, that if that is our understanding of what God is saying, then we're missing the point. I mean, we have been purchased. We have been purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not a small matter, brethren. We know that Scripture shows us, as Brother Randy went through the Old Testament there, I mean, how all these tokens that he's talking about it in the blood, that God required a payment for the sin debt of his children. And when we consider that we had no way at all to pay that sin debt, neither did we didn't have a way. We as mankind would not even seek a way. We were void of any understanding whatsoever, which is why God looked out upon mankind and declared that there was none righteous, no, not one. That he's not just talking about those that came before us, brethren, but he's talking about me. He's talking about you. He's talking about all of us, brethren, that there was none that would be declared as righteous. There was none that even sought. We'd even have a desire within their hearts to seek the Lord our God. But God, brethren, who purposed to love, brethren, knowing that we that man would be as they were, that he purposed, brethren, that he would at that appointed time that he would send his son to do that which no man would, which no man could not do. But not only could no man do it, that no man had a desire to do whatsoever, but God, because of his love, sent his darling son to fulfill what needed to be done to redeem those that God loved unto God. And we see that, brethren, in the finished work on Calvary's cross, when the Lord Jesus Christ, as he hung on that cross, declared unto the Father that it was finished, that what that which the Father had sent him to accomplish, that he was accomplished in its fullness. And we're blessed today to rejoice in that, to rejoice in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid that sin debt for us. We who, you know, when we consider the state of this world today, we don't even have to go consider the state of this world today. We can consider the state of these United States of America today. And we consider how much worse it could be if it wasn't for the love and restraining power of the Lord our God, who has imputed his spirit into his children in this time world, as confused as we may be from time to time. But that restraining love, a restraining power of the Lord our God, who blesses us, brethren, to stay in the way, to look up indeed from whence that cometh our help, and to have that unction and desire to do those things which are pleasing unto the Lord our God. That is a gift. That is a gift given to us by the grace of Almighty God, that we would indeed desire together in a and not only in this format, but throughout all the weekend and in our meeting houses across the country, that we would have that unction and a desire together to worship the great I Am, is a gift from on high. So when we consider presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, well, brethren, that reasonable service doesn't come along once a week. That is who we are. When we sing that song by Fanny Crosby, one of my favorite, Blessed Assurance, when she says, "This is my story. This is my song. This is who I am. This is who we are, brethren. We are a purchased possession, purchased by the blood of the Lamb, purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not our own." So that so to present our bodies, brethren, as a living sacrifice, to use a natural term, brethren, that's 24/7. That is who we are. We are never to depart from that office. That is who we have been. We have been purchased and set aside to the glory of God, that we might be representatives of he who has declared us to be just and justified and righteous in his sight. That's who we are. And brethren, when we begin to consider that, let's get that verse. What that reasonable service truly is all about. And remembering, brethren, that God has already worked it within us. You know, he's already put that mark on us in the form of the Spirit. That earnestness of the Spirit of the living God, and the creature that abides within us. So he's already, we have already been tagged, so to speak, to be, as the Apostle Paul would declare, we have already been tagged to be bondservants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his representatives. We are his ambassadors. We are part of that kingdom, part of that grand assembly of the Most High God. We are in an office, brethren, that's higher than any natural office that we could ever seek to be in. To be heirs and joint heirs of the kingdom of God. We've been blessed this weekend thus far with such precious truths. Such precious truth, and declared in a mighty way. And to feel and to know and to understand that God has been with us. He has came down and supped with us. And he has done that to his praise and to his glory. So brethren, as Brother Manning would say, let us remember, brethren, who we are. Let us pray to the Lord our God that he would always, brethren, bless us to indeed, as we're out in the marketplace and out in this world, as strangers and pilgrims in this world, traveling through, that we're always blessed to remember who we are, that we're his, and that he, through the blood of his son, we have been redeemed unto him. And what a precious truth that has been to this unworthy one, and I'm sure a precious truth to your heart as well. That is why we're able to be glad. That is why we hear the sisters even said, I wish I was back at church. I mean, because that is where we find comfort in the house of God. And the opportunities that we have to fellowship with the saints. But as we gather, brethren, as we partake of that manna from on high, as we sup with the Lord, as we're blessed to drink from that living water and begin to have that inner man refreshed, let it be refreshed to his glory. Then that we now what we do with that refreshment, we go out into the world and let it shine to his glory. And yes, in a few days we need to come back and get refreshed again. But that refreshing, brethren, is needful for us as God's children, because we have a duty. Our duty is not to work to try to earn a way to heaven. Our duty, brethren, is to walk with the Lord. And we walk, brethren, out of a sense of reverence, out of a sense of respect, out of a sense of joy as to what he has given us, and that hope that he has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord, that when we are absent from this body, we'll be in the presence of the Lord, not by our works or our deeds, but by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, our rock. That rock, brethren, that shall not be moved. That rock, brethren, that we pray that God would always lead us to. In the time of trouble, in the time of sorrow, and in the time of joy, that we will always, brethren, find ourselves at the feet of that rock, our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful evening. And we just praise God for it. And I had hoped Brother Randy would take more time this evening. But as we know, the time is the Lord's. And we trust that the Lord has bless each and every one that has gathered with us this evening. We continue to remember in prayer our brethren that are traveling on the highways. The Lord will bless you to get home safely this evening, bless you with safe passage. And we pray for all of you, thanking God for you, thanking God for blessing you, for you to be with us this weekend and this evening. And pray, dear, that God has blessed your heart to rejoice and to be glad in the goodness of the Lord. As quickened children of God, brethren, we have been given so much. Oh, and we have been blessed to enjoy so much that many of God's whole land may not enjoy on this side of glory, but we've been blessed to enjoy it. So let us be glad. Let us be thankful. But let us remember, brethren, who we are and what we have been set apart to do. You know, don't get confused. You know, Brother John's not telling you to go out like some other denominations trying to save or to try to make goat sheep or anything like that, but that we might walk uprightly to the glory of the great I Am, that light would shine to his praise and to his glory.